Chapter 3. Germ Theory. Humans call me Fly in Amber, and I am the Martian best qualified to tell the story of how we made contact with humans. I will put Martian in quotation marks only once. We know we are not from Mars, though we live here. Some of the humans who live here also call themselves Martians, which is confusing and ludicrous. We had observed human robot probes landing on Mars or orbiting it for decades before they started to build their outpost, uncomfortably close to where we live, attracted by the same subterranean or sub-Aryan source of water as those who placed us here, the others. With more than a century to prepare for the inevitable meeting, we had time to plan various responses. Violence was discussed and discarded. We had no experience with it, other than in observation of human activities on radio, television, and cube. You would kick our asses, if we had them. But we are four-legged, and excrete mainly through hundreds of pores in our feet. The only actual plan was to feign ignorance, not admit at first that we understood many human languages. You would eventually find out we were listening to you, of course, but you would understand our need for caution. We're not good at planning, since our lives used to be safe and predictable. But in any case, we could not have planned on Carmen Dula. She walked over the top of a lava bubble that had been worn thin and fell through. She was obviously injured and in grave danger. Our choices were to contact the colony and tell them what had happened, or rescue her ourselves. The former course had too many variables, explaining who we were and what we knew and all. She would probably run out of air long before they could find her. So our leader flew out to retrieve her. We have one absolute leader at a time. When he, she, it dies, another is born, more intelligent, larger, stronger, and faster than the rest of us, and usually long-lived. Unless humans interfere, it turns out. The leader, whom Carmen christened Red, took a floater out and picked up Carmen and her idiot robot companion, called a dog, and brought them back to us. Our medicine cured her broken bones and frostbite. We are not sure why it worked on her, but we don't know how it works on us either. It always has. We agreed not to speak to her for the time being. We only spoke our native languages, which the human vocal apparatus can't reproduce. Humans can't even hear the high-pitched part. So Red took her back to the colony the next night, taking advantage of a sandstorm to remain hidden. Left her at the airlock door, with no explanation. It was very amusing to monitor what happened afterward. We do listen to all communications traffic between Earth and Mars. Nobody wanted to believe her fantastic story, since Martians do not and could not exist. But no one could explain how she had survived so long. They even found evidence of the broken bones we healed, but assumed they were old injuries she had forgotten about, or was lying about. We could have had years of entertainment following their tortuous logic, but illness forced our hand. All of us Martians go through a phase, roughly corresponding to the transition between infancy and childhood, when, for a short period, our bodies clean themselves out and start over. It isn't pleasant, but neither is it frightening, since it happens to everybody at the same time of life. Somehow, Carmen caught it from us, which is medically impossible. Our biologies aren't remotely related. We don't even have DNA. Nevertheless, she did have the transition sickness, and we brought her back to our home and treated her the way we would a Martian child, having her breathe an unpleasant mixture of smoldering herbs. She expelled everything, especially the two large cysts that had grown in her lungs. She was fine the next day, though, and went home, which was when the real trouble started. She had apparently infected all the other youngsters in the colony, everyone under the age of 20 or so. It was all sorted out eventually, Our leader, Red, and a healer Martian, went over to the human colony and treated all the children the way they had Carmen. Not pleasant, but not dangerous. Unfortunately, no one could explain how the disease could have been transmitted from us to Carmen and from Carmen to the children. Human scientists were mystified, and, of course, we don't have scientists as such. The children seemed to be all right. But people were afraid that something worse might happen. And so the humans on Earth put all of Mars under quarantine, where it remains to this day, although there have been no other incidents. People who come to Mars do so in the knowledge that they may never see Earth again. There is still no shortage of volunteers, which makes me think that Earth must be a very unpleasant place.